We're looking at verse 25 where it says the doctrines of definite goodness are said by the conquerors to be deep, subtle and frightening to the childish who are not learned. This means that the Buddha taught that definite goodness, which means emptiness, is something which is very difficult to understand, difficult to realize, and the childish or the immature would not be able to understand it straight away. It's something that one would only be able to understand at the end of a process of studying, listening to teachings, reflecting, and so forth. It's something you wouldn't be able to understand very easily. So then what can happen is that those who have not gone through that process, who haven't really learned about it, when they hear that that teaching, they become afraid.
This game. Mm-hmm. 지바수수교수도자네
So the immature, the childish, and also the ordinary beings who have not listened to the teachings on emptiness very extensively, who are kind of foolish in that area, when they listen to the these teachings, not understanding the meaning, they can become afraid, and it can lead to them creating the cause for being born in the lower realms.
Tayu mayi yu mingyur sirwa. Tayu mayi yu mingyur. Tene kado. Tayu. Kaja. Kevana dagoze sirwa. Ti. Kare. Dagwa cheva kyawa sungche. Ta tayu mayi che. Riva. Ta kanje. Ta seya ta kansa seya ta tuzu. Kanje dindub du yaw mare. Rindub du yaw mare. Si sundu tane. Ani nga mewari sam, nga tan dewa negabne nga mewari, ani yu mingyu sam, maungpa naya yuwa mingyu, dewa sa tarawa negabne ani mewari, ta maungpa naya ani yuwa mingyu wari sam, riwa. Ta yu mayin sa yu mingyu che, ta dagi yu me mingyu sa, yang ta dagi wa sa ta agi lui tang longchoy la sokwa ta, ta ta agi yuja tutu kangalo, dagi wa tike diya ta, Deva to Negone Mavri, Tatavane Mavri, Mombane, you have a Minguaris, you have a Minguaris. Dagi Yumi Minguishis to a Chiba Dani Titartas, Shetanta, Kaja Tatan, Dagua T, any Deva to Ne Mavri, Tatavane Mavri, Tam Mombane, you have a Minguaris, some gen, any Chiba to the Tata, Tabaki Gris, you were Tabaki Gris.
Where it says, I am not, I will not be, I have not, I will not have, from the explanation it sounds like we could, it might be more appropriate to say, I do not exist, I do not exist, I will not exist. Mine does not exist, mine will not exist. So So when they hear that the self does not exist, and the naiva, the I, in other words, the self does not exist, the I does not exist, and when they hear that the mind does not exist, then they think, you know, where that teaching is, in that teaching on emptiness, when they hear that, they think, so I don't exist and I won't exist, and mind does not exist and mind will not exist. So then they become afraid. This frightens. This is in the case of the childish or the immature.
Da seyadi da da yuba mingyu seyadi da seyadi nganzu da da nga da kansa kibu seyata kansa seyadi sigore da seyadi danzi ki migwe danzi ki nabe da sigyo mare danzi ki danzi da du zimbe danzi danzi ki migwe da sigore ta nabe da sigyo mare ta migwe da di kansa dire tani du yuba da da nga da kansa kibu seya da diri tanyi du kansa di tanyi du chaji le sungi namsha singi wo diri danzi ki tele mi jene ene da du tuwa zingi yorwa nambaya da si na kyu kenten di kanla ma tuwa ba rengzhub du dawa diri ta tele mi ni rengzhub du dawa di pa na danzi siya ji yorwa danzi siya danzi na danzi nganzi siya ji yorwa地路七七路七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七七 rindu re samjene o tide zindu tane ti rangu ne ti rindu ti tanzi ki na be da sire tanzi ki na be zidang na be da sire mi be da sire na tani ri be da dire nganzo ro du nye nge ma ne ndi un dine chiman ro ko al ching taro top chi ye ta kanje sha ji man gu chi ye da da nga da khasa sia ji wa kya sa yi gi nam shi gyun de da ne nga zam ti ngadam thede sigre khasa sana ani ti sur da var sana yi gi nam shi gyun de ya khasa sigre spa ta var is o ti sia ji wa o ti ze dan zin gi mi gwe da san mi gwe da ti yo re ta ni de be da de cha ji le su chi nga nam zo khasa ti na de nga zam sia ti de nambe da sia de ta yo ma nambe da sia de ku chin ji lo zo da sia ge ta ti de Till a mean and till a room, Marva, till you get and till turn to the Wanganzo Casati. Rava, just not that tea, you get and the Kalem, but you were rude to Tayati, Queen Zinang and Nambe Trasiatri. That teeny cheva the Yahoo Chevory, Rava, Kessing a Kansa Sayati, get a Cheswa, or Kansa Sayati, and the Kansa does this Sayati, Chi Yahoo in Washington, and the Kachan, the Lelau Lauchen, Kalakalachan, and Zinsang.
Now, here when it says, I am not, I will not be, I have not, anyway, the, you know, I have not, I will not have. So the in the root text, it uses the word rather than I, actually literally it says self. Now, actually, self, I, person, and being are synonyms. So now, here though, when it says there is no self, in that case, it's talking about the what we technically or literally refer to as the aspect self, the aspect self. Okay, not the self which is the referent, but this is gonna we'll have to explain what that means. So the self which is the referent or the referent self that exists. That's the conventionally existing. Person, which we were talking about yesterday, we were saying that the continuity of the mental consciousness is called the mere I. That's the one that we were talking about yesterday, and I was saying to you that it's very important to have a clear understanding of what the person is, what the conventionally existing person is, and if you can understand that, then lots of other things will become very clear to you as we go through the progress through the teaching on emptiness. And so that's the conventionally existing I, which in fact exists through depending upon various causes and conditions. So the fact So this conventionally existing I, which we were just referring to as the referent I, that referent I, because it exists depending upon cause and conditions, it's not self-existent, or it's not inherently existent. So now, nevertheless, to the true grasping mind, which we can alternatively call the self-grasping mind, true grasping mind, self-grasping mind, so that mind, which you also call ignorance, right, the root of psychic existence, so the self-grasping mind refers to the I which does exist, or the self which does exist. So that's why it's called the referent I, and that's the one that does exist, okay? It refers to this I that does exist, or the self that does exist. And that I appears to exist from its own side, okay? So that I which is existing from its own side is the aspect I, or aspect self, or the self which is the aspect of the mode of apprehension. It means the same thing. So the aspect self, or the self of the aspect, is just a different way of putting the same thing, right? Or the self which is the aspect of the mode of apprehension of that self-grasping mind, that doesn't exist. And that's the self that's being talked about here when it says the self does not exist and will not exist. Okay? So it's not at all saying that the self which is conventionally existing doesn't exist. It's saying that in other words, it's not saying that the reference self doesn't exist, the conventionally existing self. It's not saying that doesn't exist. It's saying that the aspect self doesn't exist, or the self which is the aspect of the mode of apprehension. It's saying that doesn't exist, because that is a self which exists from its own side. And of course, such a thing doesn't exist, because the self is in fact, or the person, the I, is in fact existing, in fact comes into existence through depending upon various causes and conditions.
Chetna ta denzi singi chorwa, denzi singi chida, denzi singi chi. Ko karin ziwa la sana, ngaranzu tanyi du yuwe dhatil mi ne, di gyugyen dendil doyen chuba chi redi yine, ko shi ji lo che che, gyugyen dendil khanla ya ma dweba rendu ji pan zingi yore. Chetan ko lo chin ji lo re, lo di zumba re se kwaya di gyunzen di tiri. Nedan di chin ji lo chin zingi yore, nedan di ko gyugyen dendil doyen chuba chi redi, an dendil doyudu redi, ko doyudu ma yinba chen rendu ji yinba zingi yore wa. Chetan ko lo zumba re, lo yangtakwa ma re, lo chin ji lo re se ya di, o tri se kwa re.
The true grasping mind, called the self-grasping mind, refers to the conventionally existing I, refers to the I, the conventionally existing I, the one that does exist through depending upon various factors, various causes and conditions and so on. It refers to that one, and perversely, mistakenly, wrongly believes that I to exist inherently, exist from its own side, independently and so on.
Tasusu Gyu Dan Shiva Tunzuliya Chabaki and Rudisu Kadishan Chabaki Gresna Nanzi Siati Zindang Nambe Dadi Yomari Susane Taku Miyugi Dadi Dan Shiva Suni Tia Yomari Sigi Samje any Dayu Mai any Dagiwa Meva Tatinde Yena Samje any Kanje Taku Dada Dagiwa Me Situzaneta Kanje Dada Dagiwa Me Situzane Kansa dan, kansa di long jeje, the hippumbula soba dan, any chi kanje taro toyagita, topje chu, kunjola soba tuzudan, any kanje ngendru, riva, panje chu, any kanje ngendrula soba tia de gangalota, mavery is some guri. Tinde maver some than that, lendel shijilo riva, kanje logta kib riva, logta kije, any konya duri is guri, or some to scuda.
The reason that the teaching that the self does not exist and will not exist, of the self does not exist and will not exist, the reason that in the childish that creates fear is that not able to distinguish between the self, which is the aspect of the mode of apprehension of the self-grasping mind, and that, namely the one that doesn't exist, the one that it falsely believes to be to exist, you know, from its own side, to be self-existent and so on, not able to distinguish between that self and the conventionally existing self, the self which does exist, or the I which does exist through depending upon various causes and conditions and so on, not able to distinguish between those two, when the childish person, as described here, hears the teaching that that the self doesn't exist and won't exist and so forth, they, because they can't make that distinction, they think that this is saying that the conventionally existing I does not exist. The conventionally existing I doesn't exist, won't exist. The conventionally existing mind doesn't exist and won't exist. So then they sort of apply that to everything else. They think that just like I don't exist, also mind does not exist, my possessions do not exist, refuge doesn't exist, karma doesn't exist, nothing exists. And in this way, because of not understanding things properly, when they hear that teaching that the self doesn't exist and so on, they generate this kind of wrong view, and that's what causes them to take birth in the lower realms.
其实我觉得明天把扎过去也不是结完送扎过去呢你给送如果是现在上也送不是些其实我觉得你的大姐的开完了你扎过谁是的话开完了你扎过谁卡里开完了是呢东北你去团团的是吧嗯几天南北大的要嘛的是几天南北大没有给大的怕开完去呢几天南北大的康萨塞的人住的的要嘛的 等这一给他每个月打的，啊你看见，嗯，今年今年今年就送了什么新年，新春新年，他说他们年年送的作业，开始看啥子呀，提的什么，啊你天天开完就怕起来，啊你嗯看见，嗯，等这一块，啊你人肉这样的那些人肉站里要嘛的，全他们就单独对住这些什么的，我天天还看见的，啊你。
And then in at the end of verse 26, where it says that very same teaching extinguishes fear in the wise, well, this means when it says the wise, that refers to somebody who can make that distinction, who can make the who can see the distinction between the self which does exist and which is subject to production, you know, which is born, abides, and then perishes, the one which is at present bound in psychic existence or chained in psychic existence and will achieve liberation. The self which existed yesterday and exists today and will exist in the future, that self, conventionally existing self on the one hand, and the self which is imagined to exist by the self-grasping mind or the true grasping mind, that self which is existing from its own side, which is inherently existent, because they can make that kind of distinction, then when they hear the teaching that there is no self, and there is no the self will not exist and so forth, then they understand emptiness. Through that they understand emptiness, and through understanding emptiness they're able to achieve a liberation, and so of course in that case for them there is no fear. So it's in that way we can see that teaching leads to an extinction of fear in the wise.
但某些他在地里吧，开始说了，既然东北人呀，山东东端的东北人是从山东东端的开些药了吧，开些药的，他讲说，你们呢，看见最近年年年初三八过了吧，但谈到三八如今呢。 东北水族站呢，卡里东北的东北东北东北，其他印度尼西亚这些水族站呢，卡里东北水族了是呢，就建登的了，马对不东北，去肯定是呢，就当建在这里对呢，穷过去了吧。 dōne chūpa chiribā, dēndē dūdhū rūpā, chētāng tā dēndē dūdhū mahiñbē tōngbā, tōngbā tā imdī nē sūtāne, tōngbā chī mēvā chī sāma tōngbā rūpā, kārī mēvā sāma tōngbā rūpā sāna, chītā mēvā sāma tōngbā tā tā tōng zāyana mēvā tā sā kēchā mānggū shūyā yōrdi, yīnē tā tē tālā yā sāma nyēngā tī mēvā yā chī tū sāma yāgū chī sēvā yōyā tē kārī yōrē sāna, dēndē dūdhū yīmā tā sāma tōngbā rūpā, yūkēn dēndē dūdhū chēni chūpa chēvā, chū kārī yīnē. Ani yūkēn dēndē kāñcē, yūkēn dēndē kāñlā mā tūpē tōngbā tē rē sī tū tāne, ani chū kārī yīnē yūkēn dēndē chīl tūyīnē kāñcē chīl tūyīnē chūpa tē hākū kūrvā, sēvā hākū kūrvā. Chē tāngā chīl tūyīnē chūpa tē tā kāñcū lopchōng yāgū yōzā hīrā hākū kūrvā, pēnā chī chāntōngu tā kāñcē lūdē sōrūchīnē nā hākū mārvā, kē kē hākū mārē, kē kē hākū mārvā, chē tāng tīndē mēnzā kāñcū lopchōng mānggū chīngyōng yīnzā. Yūkēn tēndē dūdhū chēni chūngwa rē, anē tēndē dūdhū rē, tēndē dūdhū mahiñbē tōngbā rēs, rāpā, mahiñbē tōngbā rēs. Tā tīlēr nā, anē sāma nō sēvā rē, tā dūs dūs lō nā hōng.
Now there are various ways in which we can come to understand emptiness, and those of you who have studied a lot already would have no problem with this. So, but then in order to make things clear for those of you who have not heard so many teachings on emptiness, if I can just explain to you what the meaning of the word empty is, when we say that everything is empty, when we say empty, it means empty of existing in a way which is totally independent of causes, conditions, or anything else. That's what empty means. And how we can understand that things are empty, in other words, empty of existing that way, or in other words, that they don't exist in that way, is by seeing how, in actual fact, everything which exists is dependent and on other things, related to other things, exists through depending upon other things, exists in relation to other things, is established through relying upon other things and other factors. So this is something that we can all understand, I think. And in fact, especially given your educational background, it's very easy for you to understand these things. If you've come from some area or from some country where there's just no education provided, then if I were to talk about these things, you really wouldn't have much chance of understanding. But because you already have your sort of like intellectual faculty that at your disposal, you can understand this quite easily. I think it's easy for you to see that everything which exists does so independence on and in relation to other things. So therefore you can see very clearly that therefore nothing can exist independently, independent of anything, independent of causes, independent of conditions, independent of anything. So then it's easy for you to, once you understand that in this context when we say empty, that it has that meaning, then it's very easy for you to see that if we say that something is empty, you're not going to think that the thing itself doesn't exist. Because of course when you say empty, something's being negated. The existence of something is being negated. Whenever you use the word empty, it means something's being negated. But when we say that this and that is empty, it doesn't mean that the thing itself is being negated. It's not the thing itself which is being negated. We're not saying that that very thing itself doesn't exist. What we're saying is that that thing in fact depends upon various causes and conditions and so on, and therefore what doesn't exist is an independently existing whatever it is, whatever the object might be. No. So in that case, from that point of view, I feel that there's if you can understand that empty, when we use the word empty, that it means that there's not much risk for you and not much danger for you making that kind of mistake that's been talked about in this verse.
Ta tongpa rei sidhu zhanyi, tongpa rei sidhu zhanyi, chi khaya rongwa chi, ta khanche mewe tongda chi samlu kogduwa.
As soon as you say empty, you know that something is being negated, right? We're saying something doesn't exist.
Kari mewe resna, Chö kada chik ting tu imdi slavi ne, chö dina ti rinruk tu yaw ma re, samta samdang tu sabar wa ta.
So as soon as we say, as soon as we use the word empty here, we should know that whatever object it is that you're describing as empty, you know that what's being negated is that thing existing from its own side, that thing existing inherently. Everything exists, all phenomena, everything which exists is empty. Like, for example, if we were to say that this cup is empty, you know, when there's nothing inside it, it would be true, wouldn't it, to say that it was empty in that case? Even though it, even when it's completely full of tea, right up to the brim, we can still say it's empty. And does that mean there's no tea in there? Of course it doesn't mean that. There is still tea.
동바리스야지 참매베 동바리스기 요 마리스 언제셔 자야르바
So then you can't, then you might say, well, so that means it's not empty because there's tea in it. But that's not the meaning of when we say that the cup is empty. That isn't the meaning of it. We're not saying that it there's you know there's no tea inside it or something. We're saying that it doesn't exist inherently on its own side.
동바스도다네 런루기 동바리스고 런루 마리스고 런루 동바리스고 아니 코 열바스네 코 열이 코 열이 코 기디 레나조 신이 열바 안 똥바르스 가르스 위해서는 똥바스 해야 되다 런루부 똥바르스 쇼탐제 똥바르 딘루부 똥바르스도 자네 왔다 뒤 야고지 학권에 아니 년가디 요 말에 신나 계야 다 미두 삼베 신나 계야 다 뒤 용구 요 말에 그러바 똥베간 티당데 데 캔도 똥베간 똥바파 외주 지당데래
So whatever we care to speak of, we can describe it as being empty, and in the case of the, and that means, you know, not existing from its own side or not existing inherently. So then, when we apply this to the person, and we say that the person is empty, well, that at the same time that the person is empty, the person also does exist. The person engages in virtue and experiences the present results of that, engages in non-virtue and experiences the suffering results of that, is you know, is bound in psychic existence, achieves liberation and so on. But so then in that case, if we say that the person is empty, what does that mean? How could, you know, you're saying the person empty and yet it exists. Well, empty just doesn't have any connotation at all of not existing, of the, you know, the thing itself not existing. When we say that the person is empty, it simply means that there's no inherently existing person, no self-existing person. So if you're able to understand it in this way, I feel that there's no danger at all that you're going to think when you hear that the person is empty, that you'll have this kind of like fear that, oh, does that mean that that I don't exist at all? You're not going to think that way. And this, being able to hear this teaching on emptiness without being afraid, it depends really much on the way in which we approach the teaching of emptiness, how the teaching of emptiness is given.
Pena chu ganga lo rang de xi ding du ta tu zhen ni ya me ji ba re ni ya me yin za ni ya yu di tong ba re ta tong ba se di ya im di se di ni ya yu di tong ba re di yin du zhen ta kan sa de bu di le ge wa che di ba che de bu ni ya wa nyong ta ba top xin ye kan sa ke sang ju kan sa se ya ji wa nga zhen se ya di o di dang xi peng bu ding du zai ni Sugi Pumburido, Toya Pumburido, Duhi Pumburido, Duji Pumburido, Nabashibe Pumburido, Anna Sadirido, Chudido, Medrido, Lundirido, Kibu Dashi, Yan Dashi Pumbu Toga Dirido, Ridio Rido, Carido, Dustar de Zena, Taconia Yomari. Timani Dutane Atacasa Sineta, Didu Nyon, Dibu, Legidisa, Dibu, Didu Nyon, Mindu Sambe Kaze, Casa Sing, Mindu Sambe, Yangake, Kaze, Kirk. Mindu sabe samzu di kaya nyanga shivji yore di. Tali ya changbu chen kanche ta, kanche samnu tong ya ji gwar ma zu ji, tab kansa di mindu sabe ta kanche ti samnu ti kwaya nyanga yori. Ta kansa seya di mindu tarwa thawaya ngensundu ki seya di kansa singe di le gyawa seya dribu dewa nyong seya di kansa singe di tsaani mindu tsaani tsaani niya mindu kyung mindu samje ta kansa mindu samje ta shiba dan susu ki u tutu samnu makor cheche ta ka mindu samge yori. Mindu samje ene ta lokda ki yung korwa lokda ki tu tane ene ngensundu gu yori. Wata di tunde re.
When we say empty, we can also say that what it means is that in actual fact nothing can be found when no object can be found when you search for it, you search for the imputed object, when you search for that imputed object within the basis of imputation, nothing can be found. So empty means empty of being findable in the basis of imputation. It means things the thing being findable in the base of designation, when you search within the base of designation, doesn't exist. So that means that the person which engages in virtue and in non-virtue, experiences the suffering in the hell realms, achieves liberation and so forth, that person does exist, but cannot be found when you look within its base of imputation or base of designation. If you ask yourself, is the person the that means, you know, the way that you would search. If you ask yourself, is the person the form aggregate? Is it the feeling aggregate? Is it the discernment aggregate? Is it the aggregate of compositional factors? Is it the consciousness aggregate? Or if you ask, is the person the earth element, water element? Is it the fire element? Is it the earth, water, fire, air element? Those four anyway, right? Earth, water, fire, air. Is it the space element? Is it the consciousness? And so those are alternative ways in which you could look for the person within its basis. The conclusion in each case is it can't. It's not any of those, and therefore it cannot be found. It doesn't exist when you search. But so now there is a risk. There is generally very definitely a risk that when you get to the end of such a search and you cannot find the person, when you look within the basis, that you think that that the person doesn't exist at all. The person that engages in negative karma, non-virtue, experiences the suffering in the lower realms, that achieves liberation and so on, doesn't exist, just doesn't exist at all. So then there is that risk, if you're not careful then in your way of thinking, that you would generate a wrong view. And this is where, as it says here, the childish being, the ordinary being, when they don't really approach this correctly and don't approach it wisely, that they can it can generate fear in them, because they can misunderstand and think that this teaching means that there is no self at all, even that conventionally existing one just doesn't exist at all. So we do have to be careful to understand that what it really means when we say doesn't exist, is empty. That means that it just can't be findable within when you search within the basis, but not that it doesn't exist in general.
Kansa Tenzi kun zindu zane, tin zingi yori, ta ombo hiba lo soba tsema tanyi lo karche ina kangalo nandu zane, rendu takada nangi yori, nangi yorwa. Shata, rendu nao nanshingi rendu seyajin doa mendo kansa zingidi. Rendu zimbo nanshingi ina kansa rendu jin doa mendo, ta rendu seyadi yigi yune mayewe cheche kansa rendu jin doa mendo tu zegi yori. Kansa rendu jin doa mendo tu zegi zane, ani kansa rendu tuwa de manye du zane, Kansa rendu meva di tan kanje, kansa rendu meva di to uyo re, kansa rendu yeva di manye mi se, kansa rendu meva di to uyo re, kansa rendu meva to uyo sa ne, ane tongba nyi ki tuen lo le char ma jase, tan kanje tak de siya, mangu keje mangu di kanga di kan de yung gure.
And so what we need to do is to recognize that when we talk about the object existing from its own side, in this case the person, the self existing from its own side, there is that appearance, okay? The person actually is empty of existing from its own side. The conventionally existing person depends upon various causes and conditions and so on, so it doesn't exist from its own side. But still, to all of us ordinary beings, everything that appears to us, whether we're talking about the case of a valid mind or an invalid mind, a correct or an incorrect mind, everything that appears to us seems as if it were self-existent, inherently existing. So, and then it's the true grasping mind which actually thinks that that inherently existing person does exist. Okay. So everything appears to us as if it were inherently existent. The person seems as if it were inherently existent, and that's something when you're searching to see whether there is, there is such an inherently existing I by looking within the basis. You need to keep the sense of that inherently existing I, sort of the image of that inherently existing I, that self-existing I, in your mind while you're searching. Remember, like they say, when we talk about meditating on emptiness by way of the four essential points, the first of which is the essential point of recognizing the object of negation, object to be negated, which is the person, which is inherently existent, self-existent, and so on. So you need to sort of get that idea of a person, of an I that's existing from its own side, the way that it appears to our mind, and then you look to see if there is a person that you can find within the base of imputation, which is self-existent or inherently existent. So then, constantly keeping this sense of that of this this inherently existing I in your mind, and then when at the end of that search you can't find it, you keep looking and looking, and you've looked exhaustively, and you don't find it, then you'll be able to conclude that there's no such thing as an inherently existing self. And that's then, we can really talk about having understood or realized emptiness or not.
딘진디 지당한주다 규현된데 초니 추수시 뉴버데니지 요르바 오코르르네 리베스나 디마르바 만주 싱다세야디 아니 차셰르르네 자나 아니 싱다 리베스나 디마르바 디마리디 티 투자네 니야 메우디 시버리 티 니야 메우디 동니 마리 다니 다니다바 다도세스나 니야 메우디 동니 리스기도가 티 자네 동바니기 던세우리 스기도가 스리 티 세야디 ta rendu di zegi yore, rendu di. Pena, chuzo dindu di zimbe lo se na, chuzo di rendu di zingi yore wa. Chazan chuzo dindu re, rin do bindo ta du zane, dindzi di sunga nanshin ki denpa re do bindo ta kuro wa. Chazan dindzi ki rendu sungu yore, rendu re do bindo ta kuro. Taka na de mingi shiba dao tuzo le, rendu nangi yore, rendu na nanshin ki re do bindo ta ki yore wa. Chazan ta rendu di pa, Kwan do tuk tsegi yor, tseya ti re. Rengrup di, ta rengrup di manye du tane, ane ta rengrup di meba dogri, ta tseme. Rengrup meba dogri. Chuzo rangun de chuba di meba tseme dogri, din nyam doli ya chuzo kore nangi yo mare, tsema tere chuzo san nangi mare. Chuzo kore shala pa kikbere, ta chuzo di shala. Tseme karsa dindu di kaabe, di shuli shala ya chuzo di mendu gore, nawa di numdu gore. Chuzo rendu di pe lo la sung jen ti du su rendu sinye de kare re don du su te du san ta rendu min du sam je lo tong cham ti du du san ne ta chuzo du san lam jang ten ya chi yo sa ma re tan je ta pe jen tu ju nan ten na riba rendu di min du sam pe tong pe na pa cha yung du san ne rendu di tse me ka pa re chuzo rangu ni chubo yue pa di tse me ka pa re ta chuzo di tong ya chi da na ya chi yo ma di ti kab te le kab te le tse ma te le Chuzo kora rengru di kawe xioli ya kiksungo ri. Ta tine xine nyamsha tili tsui taan xene, ta pya nga tsu takche xene, tsamri tili tsui chweni, ani xine tishi tsane, ani chuzo kora tanyi yudu chawa che ya yuwa ta, ani kangalo chuzo kora takara tanyi yudu chawa chi nyusu ta, ta deyo rwa. Chuzo kora xine ti yunguru mazo, nyamsha kora negusu chuzo nuu samba chi tenya yo ma ri. Ngarba, dole ta matungo ni tonga tamba wo che rwa. Kaya matunga di, ane di nilugu tonga yins, kaya matunga ta rendrup di nomenzo dhe dhu sani, ane rendrup di tonga keke yo marwa. Rendrup di tsaime, rendrup yuwa di tsaime kaabari. Chuzo rendrup yuwa di irwa, chuzo ina kari ina rendrup yuwa di tsaime kaabari. Di shuola ya ta kore, chuzo kore yuwa di kikrugwari, lo tila nangi yo marwa. Lo di ta nangi yo marwa, kui shala kikwari, kui tsaime kaabari marwa, tsaime kikwa marwa, tsaime meba soyo marwa. Ta ko nyamsha dili tsui taan yung tu zane, ane chuzo kora takaraan tanyi tu chawa chenyu chenyu yorwa. Chata ta chuzo meba to maari, chuzo meba to sikyo maari. Kab dhudu chuzo manang ri. Penna nganzu sungzi mishi yorwa, sungzi mishi, penna ngombu zimbe mishi dhukwa. Ngombu zimbe mishi di ngombu zindu zane, tele ya chi nangimi dhukwa. Chi zingimi dhukwa, chi nangimi dhukwa. Chi meba to maariwa, chi meba to ya yo maari, chi yorwa. Ti mebu tobe tsema yomarwa, ti yorwa. Chetan, ngombu zimbe tsema kore kanshe, ta kanshe ngombu mebu kanshe karsakura ta. Pena ngombu zimbe tsema tela, ngombu zimbe tsema ti kanshe, ta ngombu zimbe pena suun zimbe mishi rishi ina, ti tungu marwa, ti nangu marwa. Ine ti mebu to sik mari. Ngombu zimbe tsema ti mebu to sik marwa, sikwaya yomarwa. Yine ngubu zimbe tsema tila ya, tindangi marwa, ngunzi mishi tila, tindangi marwa. Riba, kanche, ngunzi mishi di ngubu tobe ngona, ti yo marwa, tindangi marwa. Ti kora meba rima to, ti meba tobe marwa, ta. Chetan taga na ishingi, ngar, kadaso kota chuzo rizhi, kora rendu siya di, midu sam du, meba tobe tsema di ngola ya, chuzo kora ta nangi marwa, chuzo kora yo marwa. Yen ko meba to obro suna, ko meba to maru, ko meba to ya yo maru wa, ko yo ruwa. Pena ngunzi mihi ki yu ngubu ti tobu tu zane, ane ti ti tungu maru wa, ti togu maru wa. Ti meba to obro suna, ti meba to maru, ko togu ya yo maru wa. Pe wata tuzu pe xiaje, namri chima nang tu sun yo, ta kanje, pe tuzu xiaje, si ba. Ta ti kansa kanli jana ri, kagi kanli jana, chiba chikyana ri.
It's similar when we come to analyze emptiness. Just so you see, when you if you look for the person within the base of designation, you won't find it. But that doesn't mean to say you've realized that that the person doesn't exist. It certainly doesn't mean that. It also doesn't mean that you've realized the emptiness. Just because you've looked for the person within its basis of imputation and you didn't find it, that doesn't mean to say that you've realized emptiness. Likewise, if you although it's a similar kind of process and a similar kind of conclusion that you reach, like with the watch, you know, if you look for the watch within its basis, you won't find it. If you look for the watch within this space is asking yourself if the watch is the front or the back, if it's the top part, if it's the bottom part, if it's the minute hand, is it the second hand, is it the this and that part of the watch. There's nothing that you'll be able to point out and say, this is a watch, this is something that, this particular component functions as a watch, we can tell the time with it, kind of thing. You won't be able to find anything that you can point out and say, this is the watch. So it's not findable. But not finding the watch when you look within the basis of designation of watch doesn't mean to say that you've realized emptiness. What you have to be looking for is the person or the watch or whatever object it is that we're talking about that's existing from its own side. And the reason for that is that the true grasping mind or the self-grasping mind, whatever you want to call it, to it, the object, its object appears self-existent, and it believes that the object is self-existent. So what we're trying to do when we're meditating on emptiness is to see whether there is a self, whether that self-existent object that it believes to exist does exist or not. Whether there is a self-existing object as the self-grasping mind apprehends or grasps or believes the object to exist. So we need to be looking for a self-existing eye, okay, or a self-existing watch, whichever object is that you're analyzing. So now, when you look for that and you can't find it, when you look for the self-existing object which the true grasping mind believes to exist, when you look for that and you can't find it, then we can talk about having realized emptiness or not. Then we can really sort of sensibly talk about whether you've realized emptiness or not on that at that point. So when you've looked for the self-existing person within the basis of imputation, and at the end of this exhaustive search you couldn't find it, you've negated the existence of such a self with a valid mind, with pramana, with a valid mind. That's a valid realization that the object, that self-existing person doesn't exist. At the same time, by the way, the conventionally existing object is also negated. Now, how that works is that you don't, at the very moment, as soon as you've realized that there isn't a self-existing person, you don't start, you don't have an appearance of a conventionally existing person, and you don't think to yourself there is a conventionally existing person. That's something you might do later when you finish with your session of meditation on emptiness. You might start thinking to yourself, despite the fact that the person is empty, still does exist depending on this and that condition, is conventionally existing. But when you first get to that point where you concluded, where you haven't found, you've got to the end of this search and you haven't found this self-existing person, so you know it doesn't exist. You realize it doesn't exist through valid reasoning and with a valid mind. And by the way, the conventionally existing person is negated in the sense that it doesn't appear to that mind, and also that mind isn't thinking it exists. So from the perspective of that mind, literally on the to the face of that mind, the conventionally existing person also doesn't exist, but you haven't realized that it doesn't exist. It's just by the way it sort of gets negated. In the same way, the example that's given in the great exposition of the stages of the path by Lama Tsongkhapa, he gives the example of the visual perception of blue, of a blue color, to which a smell doesn't appear. So you don't can't appear to a visual consciousness. A visual consciousness cannot smell things, right? Mm. So a smell will not appear to visual consciousness. So for the visual consciousness, smells don't exist. But does that mean that visual consciousness has realized that the smells don't exist? Of course not. It's just that from the perspective of that mind, there is no such thing as a smell, because a smell won't appear to it, and it can't realize a smell. So just like that, when you've got to the end of this search for the inherent existing person, you've lost that, you've negated that. That's not appearing to your mind, and you're not thinking that that exists. But neither does the conventionally existing person appear to you, and neither do you engage in or grasp the existence of a conventionally existing person. It's quite possible that when I was translating, I could have made things unclear or made mistakes. So maybe from your side, if you feel that there's something unclear, then please, say now.
Does it mean that you kind of lose the awareness of the conventionally existent person along the way while you're doing that process?
Jesan de taji cuz the code the kick the shol the kick to sundugan la ani jes the code the taji che be shol la ani thani du ye be ngadi yore sambe samsu di je kalikali la to bi de
ko ta kanje rendu ge ngadi me sambe sambe di hyu chen bu che che de de be ko la ani thani du ye ngadi yore sambe samsu di ngwe ya ji yo ma re se ya ji yo ma re
When you're thinking, what it means is that when you're thinking very strongly that there is no self-existing person or no self-existing I, then it's not, you can't have a clear thought or an evident or manifest thought that there is a conventionally existing I. When you've analyzed, when you've searched, and you get to the end of your search, and you don't find the object that you're looking for, this self-existing person in this case, then you've realized that that self-existing person doesn't exist, and you've realized it with a valid mind. At the same time, there's no appearance of the conventionally existing person, and there's no thought that the conventionally existing person exists. But that doesn't mean to say that you've realized it doesn't exist with a valid mind. It isn't possible to realize that the conventionally existing person doesn't exist with a valid mind, because it does exist. Anyway, that's definitely not mistaken.
So the
explanation has been completely correct. My explanation has been completely correct. You, from your side, you might be unclear about some things, you might have some doubts, you might want to discuss, you might want to debate and so on, but I feel that the explanation was correct. So from this you can see how it is that if somebody doesn't understand how doesn't understand that point and can't make the distinction between those two, that they could think that there is no such, that also not just like there is no self-existing person, also the person doesn't exist in general. Whereas if you're able to make this kind of distinction, as it says, the wise don't feel fear, because they understand that when they've negated the self-existing person, when they've realized that the self-existent person doesn't exist through this analysis, through searching in this way, that even though the conventionally existing person also doesn't appear and isn't apparent, and nevertheless, that doesn't mean to say that it doesn't exist. So they're still able to keep going with the sense of there being a conventionally existing person that can engage in virtue, avoid non-virtue, and so forth.
Kewala ni takwa seche, ta jigu dine tante kare, ta nishu dhubdiyo dhabye shirwe, jigu dine maluwa nganzin pale chungwa dang, ngayi zinden jigu la penpa jigu sungbe sung sa ta diindang.
Verse 27 then says, by him who speaks only to help beings, it was said that all beings have arisen from the conception of I and are enveloped with the conception of my.
Ta kigu seya, kigu seya di pumbu nga dang san yunga hidan denbe ta kanje kigu sene re, kibu sene re, o disi yo re, kansa sene.
Kigu kansa, pumbu nga dang.
Yunga hidan denbe kanje kigu, kigu sruwa, kibu sume dunga, kigu rwa, kigu rwa. Kigu re di yine ta kansa tere si yo re, kanje kibu tere si yo re. Dakshi yunga kanje pumbu nga dang yunga hila ten tabe ta kibu tere si yo re.
Where it says it was said that all beings, that word beings in the Tibetan root text, it appears as kigu. I don't know really what the anyway, it's translated here as being, but it means the same as kibu, which we normally say translate as being. Normally we translate as being. It also means the same as kansak, person. So anyway, this is, you know, that's what's being talked about here, the person, the being.
Chetan ta khansa dike de ganga lo khanje shung re sna khan tin ma lu ba ngenzi ba le chung wa da sen ngenzi lengi ti le chung wa re se do ba ngenzi ba le chung wa se zan ne ngenzi lengi ti le chung wa re se go le
all persons then arise, it says here, have arisen from the conception of I, so have arisen from grasping at an I, ngenzin, and what that means is the inborn eye grasping or the innate eye grasping. And below it mentions about a conception of mind. So, in fact, we can say that all beings, all people arise, come into being through depending upon the grasping at an eye and grasping at a mind, grasping at mind.
Oh yeah, pemba jibu, pemba jibu sungbe sung sizan, pemba jibu tala taji du pemba shidu ane gyawe ane dongba nyingi tuandi sungba reyi shevri. Ta di yukirba, di gyuru yukirba.
And as it says here, the one who only speaks to benefit the sentient beings, namely the Buddha, the conqueror, the Buddha, is the one that said all beings arise depending upon grasping at an eye, grasping at mind.
Ta chi du penpe chi du ane kanje tongwa nyi ki tuan ju sungpa reyi che re ta penpa chi bu sungpa sung su zane ta chi du penpe chi du ane tuanpa sangye ki ane tongwa nyi ki tuan ju sungpa reyi che re.
It's saying that the Buddha only taught emptiness and only taught this in order to help the sentient beings, to benefit the sentient beings. So that's clear, isn't it?
Yeah. Ta di yu na ale pena ngenzin seya ji duwa, ngenzin dan ngayir zimba seya ji di. Yige nga dan ngayir zimba seya ji duwa, nga dan ngayir zimba seya ji ta. Da dan dagi wan zimba seya ji ta, nga dan ngayir zimba seya ji duwa.
This brings up the terms I and mine, ngada ngaiwa, and also equivalent to that self. We don't have we can't say self and selves very nicely, so we have to say self and of the self. I and mine, self and of the self. They mean exactly the same
thing.
Whether we say I and mine or self and selves.
Nga sam kanje nga la chi go yu nga chi rogo yu nga pena ta du shen du do tanye du yuwe nga chi orwa nga sam pe nga chi da ngenzil hengi seya di mari badir da ngenzil hengi sinye di ngenzil hengi sinye di mari badir ngenzil hengi sinye di jigda da ta kanje ngenzil hengi sinye di yāla chūngi nāngzādi kūpē mārīpa dhī, ngāngzī lēngjī sīnyē dhī, ngāngzī lēngjī sīnyē dhī, khānsāk dāngzī dhī, ngāngzī lēngjī sīnyē dhī. Tā chētā 我看见七千，俺也俺学习完之后，俺学习我们都是呗，落几个月了吧？落第三嘛的，落第三嘛。可了呀，顶住都哪能个月的？可人住人个嘛的，落第三嘛的吧？落第七几落嘛的吧？电子些的，伊那落七几落的，落准备的，可人准备能行个月嘛的，等于七几落就成个月了，包着落去。我不那当提当七几落当当前成个月的。
So when we say, when it says grasping at an eye here, it's talking about the inborn or the innate eye grasping, and the innate eye grasping is one of the views of the transitory collection, and it is ignorance. It is the ignorance which is the first of the 12 links, the root of psychic existence. So when we think, I'm coming, I'm going, I'm sitting, I'm sleeping, I think I'll go to the teachings, I think maybe I won't go to the teachings, then those are valid minds. Those are minds grasping at an eye, so they're still eye grasping, but they're valid forms of the eye grasping. So they're
grasping or apprehension of the eye.
Ngajin is the same word. Mm-hmm. Eye grasping is ngajin. Okay. And these are also ngajin. Ngajin hai kiyan ngajin sihira, kon ngajin re. And in the ngadong, ngade, ngasunju dogin sing, duzo ngajin ra, ni
ngajin sema ra. Ngajin tele ya, ta ngajin tele ya, sema chi ta, lo chi chi lo chi, ni yo re, diba. Ta kanje, 我去学完之后，我去学，我他说中国，我教啥，我上辈的，落地是杨他说的，落菜嘛的，落地感觉心情落嘛的，落准备嘛的，准备嘛的，对吧？但我这年纪十年的啊，我记得你给他，等你送来的。我这年龄大点，什么时候教过教过，像那牛仔那个有时的，教养嘛的。
So when we think I'm coming, I'm going, I'm eating, and so forth, I'm going to the teachings, that's eye grasping, grasping at an eye, but it's the valid form. So the eye grasping has got two varieties. There's a valid one, which is not grasping at an inherently existing eye, and there's the inborn eye grasping. That's the other form of eye grasping, and that's the one which we call the root of psychic existence. So the valid one, even though things appear to it as if they were self-existent, existing from their own side, inherent existent, and so on, they are not thinking there is such a. Those minds are not believing in the existence of such an eye. In the sense, they're not thinking. They're not thinking there is such an eye. Okay. They're not thinking there is such an eye. So you have those two types, and it's important to make that distinction. You've got eye grasping, which is these two types, one which is valid, when we think just I'm coming, I'm going, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and the one which is, and the inborn eye grasping, which is not a valid mind. And the inborn eye grasping, it believes things to exist in the complete opposite from the way that they actually are. Because it thinks that things are existing from their own side, whereas nothing in fact exists from its own side.
That when the court Zimbabwe Shevina, Zimbabwe Shevina, Tangan Zilhengi singing to Lord Chinju Lori, Lord Zumbari, Lord Nunju, Yugi Nedan, the Midumbe Logitiva.
So the inborn eye grasping mind, this is something which is not factual, it's one which apprehends things as existing in completely the opposite way from. The way they actually exist, so it's a wrong consciousness, it's a perverse mind. Depending on the continuity of the consciousness or depending upon the depending upon the aggregates, which are the base of imputation of the person, the thought I arises.
等一碰不了，等一碰不了，等呢，他看见，等一碰不掉了，等呢，那我也不落地用过药了哇，我也不落地，他看见我怎么怎么落地用过了哇，落地了，我也不落地了，人住都哪能个的，人住都自己买的吧，可。
So that's the way in which the mind grasping at a mere I would arise, depending upon the five aggregates, which are the base of imputation, the thought I arises, and that's a valid mind. But this is a valid mind.
Pumbulatene,
So we can say that the thought, the mind thinking I, or the mind grasping a mere I, arises depending upon the continuity of the aggregates, because it arises depending upon the continuity of the consciousness. And even though that's a valid mind, to that mind there is the appearance of things as if they were existing from their own side. But since it doesn't grasp at things as existing from its own side, since it's of the mind that actually believing that things exist from their own side, it's still a valid mind. That is a valid mind to which, even though things appear to exist from their own side, it's a valid mind, so it's not grasping things as if they were existing from their own side. Even though things appear that way, it doesn't grasp things as existing in that way. It's not an invalid mind, it's a valid mind. But then what happens is, very, very soon after that mind is produced, they say, you know, it's a mind that arises very, very quickly after that one has arisen. You get the self-grasping mind, the innate eye grasping arising, which does believe that the eye exists from its own side in the way that it appears. That's the way in which the inborn eye grasping mind becomes manifest. And after that mind has become manifest, this inborn eye grasping mind, then you also have manifesting the inborn grasping of the mind, the grasping of the mind, where you're thinking, my body, my possessions, my this and my that. So that's the mind grasping at mind. Okay, not mind grasping at mind. Mind grasping at mind.
当我有这边落地，当俺这边落地的话，你跟那的，俺了开的那个的是俺了。
Therefore, if we ask ourselves which one arises first, is it the inborn eye-grasping mind or the mind grasping at mine?
Mm-mm.
So the answer is that first of all, which one arises, the inborn eye-grasping mind. Then after that, what becomes manifest, I shouldn't say which is produced, which one becomes manifest, is first that the inborn eye-grasping mind. After that, becomes manifest the grasping at mind. And it's exactly the same when we ask the question about
grasping at mind. Kansa seya tiri mandu chi, nganzi lenji dita chigwa marda. Taadang dagiwa sigo warwa. Ta kansa dang, kansa long jia jia rupchi sigo warwa. Taadang dagiwa su zane. Ta nga dang, ngayiwa su zane, nga se na kansa tiri, ta ngayiwa se na ngayiwa, ta kansa di long jia jia tiri ba. Ta ya nganzi lenji sigo zane, ane kwa ngayiwa, nga tila rendu nao nang hingi ta, rendu zingin lo tiri ba, nganzi lenji sigo ta kaka liya warwa.
What we're talking about here is not the order in which the grasping at eye and mind arises, but the order in which the eye and mind are produced. Just the ngao zimba dan ngaiwa zimba ni ki gorim de shema su ma swa ngada ngaiwa ni.
Tanda ngada ngaiwa se tanga tanda tanda dagiwa di keja ima.
No.
Chata ngada ngaiwa se ya di nga se ya di ngajil hengi di keja ma di es, tanyi di yuwe nga se ya di keja di es. Ani ngaiwa se ya di nga long cha cha, nga pungbu, nga su, nga soa, nga dushi es jane, nga long cha cha di keja di es. Ani tingi le mi ne, ani ngajil hengi se ya di jugo le yungo re. Pena jigdal hengi kor sam ta ne taga taga ratu yuwa. Rangyu ji ngada ngaiwa karo la mi ne, te rangi tanyi yuwa zibe, shiro nimu jen si yuwa.
I'm not sure at which point I might have started making a mistake there, because I think I was hearing Kenzo Rinpoche saying that we're talking about the way in which the eye
grasping at mind.
A point that Kenzo Rinpoche was making to me that made me think that I'd just got that wrong, but he was saying, no, that was all right. What we've just been saying was okay. He simply wants to clarify that when we say I and mine, that's not the sort of innate eye grasping or anything. That I is the when we say I and mine, those are the things which exist, the I, the conventionally existing I which exist, and then the possessions and so forth, the aggregates and so forth of that I. That's what we mean when we talk about mind, I and mind. In the same way when we talk about self and selves, or self and of the self. Okay?
Ta nga da ngaiwa se na kharire se na nga se na ta da nga da khansa se ya di nga di se. Ngayi wa se na, ane ngayi long che cha, ngayi pungpu, ngayi lu, ngayi long ju se ya di re, ta di tanzi ke cha marwa di ni.
When we say I, that's referring to the conventionally existing person, me. And then when we say mine, that means, you know, my body, my possessions, my this and my that.
Well, do you
each of those, neither of those individually is in itself self-grasping, right?
我先生，他提给他的命呢，看见提给他的命呢，怎样？就是呢，哎呢，提给他了，但我当我有话说呀，提了我说呀，提了呀，我让亲友去把那个药的，我让亲友去把这个药买的，但我让亲友去把那我能行就我让亲友去把这什么怎样的去给他，你给他连接的，我这连接是呀，都是来用过，听脚步是不是了？In
each case, whether we talk about the I. So referring to the I that conventionally is existing, I am thinking I this and I that, that's a valid mind. And likewise thinking mine, my body and my possessions. The mind simply thinking that it would be a valid mind. Then very quickly after each of those has become manifest, you have the inborn eye-grasping mind, which is thinking that things exist inherently just in the way that they appear. So remember, in the case of the mere grasping at an eye, mere grasping at a mind, things appear to exist from their own side, but it's not, neither of those minds is grasping things existing from their own side. Then very quickly after they've been, those two have become manifest, also grasping at the inborn eye grasping an eye, which thing not only that it's not just that the thing appears to exist from its own side, but that mind believes it actually exists from its own side. And also with the grasping at mind, the inborn grasping at mind, thinking that the things exist from their own side, you know, my body and my positions and so on, just like they appear from their own side, actually exist from their own side.
当眼睛连接起来的，看见等级的当眼睛连接是你的，让个亲友就问这边落的，等级的是吧？第一早啊，没的的时候的，那没的不的，落亲戚落的这边落的，但可以等到，眼睛了，看见眼睛了，我让亲友就问那能行就我让亲友就问这里你们怎个办？他眼睛连接起来的，
And that inborn eye grasping eye and mind, those are eye grasp. Those are the, you know, like self grasping that we talk about when we talk, discuss the root of psychic existence. Those are the self-grasping or the true grasping, which are the root of psychic existence.
但你看来，看来什么东西，它的显然怎样有嘛的，谁不明白有嘛的，谁不深入的，看来看来什么东西，对吧？
If you know, take your time and think carefully over these things, I don't think that you'll get confused, and the things will become clearer and clearer to you. On the first hearing, you know, the very beginning, it looks like it's really kind of like quite complicated. But if you think about it, this will be all quite clear for you. And I'm really confident that the explanation has been completely unmistaken, because I've read this kind of thing in the omniscient Kitabjee's writings, what they call, talking about the gathered sayings or gathered teachings of Kitabjee, and having seen it there, I've always held on to that explanation. I think that this is completely unmistakable.
别记得下药了，但他那上，下面的那眼睛连接的那几件事啊，都是塞入，让我就没得嘛，听那么多。If
we keep going on with the text, we'll find that there are some examples that are given here that will also help to clarify these points.
大约这个月节吧，但他那领导，你说咋解释呗？大约这个月节吧，真的坦白通透了。
Then we move on to verse 28, where it says, the I exist, the mind exists, these are wrong as ultimates. The Kamishudu.
Ah.
Kamishudu.
Dayu Dagi Yuichiba, so Dini Tambe Tundumes, that Radini Tambe Tundumes, Kanjiri Yanda Chitawa Yonsu Shibe Ni Minguru Serva, Ota. Ta yu se and di tata jigde number dadi da number dadi ta yu dagiwa yu se di dadi long shaja to ganga ran hing to yu se di ta yu ta yu se
When it says again they use the word I here, it doesn't matter though, but when it says the I exists and the mind exists, what that here it's talking about the aspect I, right? The I which is the aspect of the mode of apprehension of the self-grasping mind. In other words, the self-existing I. So the self-existing mind and the mind, which means the aggregates. Again, this also means self-existing aggregates. When it says the I exists, that's talking about an inherent existing I. When it says the mind exists, that's talking about an inherent existing mind. So these are wrong as ultimates, because in fact the I and the mind do not exist ultimately. They don't exist truly or inherently from their own side. Nothing in the yu, Although the translation in that second line where it says these are wrong as ultimates, it sort of doesn't completely correspond to the Tibetan, but it seems to it still seems to work. What it actually says is they don't exist ultimately. As opposed to saying, as it says here, these are wrong as ultimates. Literally, it says they don't exist ultimately. Sorry.
But that goes for the conventional
existence. And he says another day, Yeah. So what it's actually saying is that although the I exists and the mind exists, in fact ultimately they don't exist. If the I and the mind were to exist ultimately, if it were true that they existed ultimately, we would have to say that they exist truly. We would have to say that they exist as the ultimate way of being, the final way of being. That means that they would have to be ultimate truth. They would have to be emptiness, the ultimate meaning, the ultimate way of being of things, if they existed ultimately. So that means that they would have to be seen by the mind which is directly focusing on or directly absorbed in, you know, meditating on realizing emptiness. But in fact, because the mind which is, you know, single-pointedly directly realizing emptiness, what that realizes is ultimate truth. So if the I and mind existed ultimately, then they'd have to exist truly and so on, and so they'd have to be ultimate truth, they themselves would have to be ultimate truth, therefore they would be visible, realized by, directly realized by, the mind directly realizing ultimate truth, or the mind directly realizing emptiness. This is the meaning of these last two lines. For the two are not established by a thorough consciousness of reality just as it is, so they don't exist, or they're not realized by the mind which perfectly realizes as it is. In other words, which realizes the final way of being, or the ultimate way of being of things.
Sabin zumba chigi kiebe, gyu zumba chigi kiebe, ene nebu denba chigi yo maris. Chata nganzi lenji di kiebe, pungbu diya, ene zumba ri, zumba denba marwa, ta kaze nane tumbe chwe marwa, zumba rwa, nanzu da nizu mi tumbe chwe rwa, kunzu zumba rwa.
Where it says in verse 29, the mental and physical aggregates arise from the conception of I, which is false in fact. What this means is that under the under the control of the inborn eye-grasping mind, we create karma, and having created karma, we have to take birth in psychic existence, and so then when we're born in when we take birth, we have the aggregates of that birth, the mental and physical aggregates of those birth, yeah, of those birth, that birth. And so, in that way, we can say that the mental and physical aggregates arise from that conception of I, that inborn eye-grasping mind. And it is, in fact, false. So the reason it's false is because things appear to it as if they were existing from their own side, and it believes them to exist in their own to exist from their own side, even though, in fact, they don't exist from their own side, so therefore it's false. So how can what is grown from a false seed be true? So if the seed is false, then also the result is false. So just like that, the inborn eye-grasping mind is false, therefore the aggregates which are produced depending upon it are also going to be false.
Any kubya mungu chi kan te chen tu skor kuy san tu sunga chi guru mep chen roya chi tukwa o tsu chun chen ta tin rabu chi kan chi kya ka ngema ngema chek di nang shu du chi soya chi yusarwa chen na tsu chun chen ta saya di tante til lev gu mendo kan chu buku zay mung chen sargas tinte yun tu zane buku mungu chi kubya kan te chi se tam chen tu sargas koro chi go tu zane tu sunga chi guru mep chen hiu chen luk tukwa o tsu til lev chan di tukwa ta kan na hi chen ne kan chi kwa kwa tang chi xie ge yor ta tante di tangbo nga 니다다 응질 행기 되다 되다 응질 행기 되게 시요다 코요다 이제 코요 규진이디 어차 뒤 주고 되래 아니 가지 레몬구 산다 수준치 뭐나 이제 코 코그 레스가 와 다가는 신신 당대다 나다 나요원 좀 뒤 단다 뒤에 계지 시요 단다 가서로 응질 렌주 풍부는 응지 뒤 튼도 준 강기 사변 좀 뭐디 깨와 담바 가라 시스타 간제 ngajil hengi thele tane jungwe ngajil hengi thele tane jungwe ta kaje le sa ne ne riba jungwe ta kewa 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 len du zane ta phungbu yor wa phungbu thine ma kanga ngajil ti zumba yin ba thara ne ki phungbu di zumba wa deba mar ba na ne midu be chhe wa na ju ne ne ju midu be chhe wa ngajil khora din du na na shi maju bari thaga na shi ta ngajil ti long che che phungbu lo so ba di ge de kanga lo khun zo be chhe re zumba re na ju ne ju midu mar wa 세상가 good zubajil tene, gungan zitel tene, chung in zan, debuti yakuji, yomaris. Pena, sabun zumba ti, kiva, any, sabun taka pena, sabun tujaji, pena, sabun mariba su sendita, mariba kiva, any debu, demba yakuji, sanjeji, yontre, yomarwa. Chaso, yumu tuzu kiva, and debu, any sanjeta, chanju, somebody yontre, yomarwa. Good tujaji, kiva, you know, debu tujaji, remandoji.
In fact, this verse, in verse 29, explains the way in which we circle in psychic existence, the way we wander in psychic existence. It's saying that the mental and physical aggregates must also be false because they arise from the grasping at an eye, you know, this inborn eye grasping, which is also false. It's false because it grasps things as existing in the way that they appear, and that's a complete opposite way from how they actually exist. And the mental and physical aggregates themselves are indeed false because they themselves also appear as if they're existing from their own side, but they're not existing from their own side. So there's that disparity between the way in which they appear and the way that they actually exist. So when there is that kind of disparity, then it is referred to as being false. If there was a concurrence between the way that the things appear and the way that they exist, then we would say that they're true. So they're, in fact, they're false. And it says, you know, just like how could a false seed lead to a result which is true. So, I mean, we can understand this quite simply if you think of of ignorance. So how could ignorance, which is the root of psychic existence, how could that produce Buddhas and Bodhisattvas? How could attachment, hatred and bewilderment produce Buddhas and Bodhisattvas? How could something which is, in a sense, bad produce something so good? So then, we can also see think about the verse that comes from Chandrakirti's Madhyamakavatara, where it talks about how, first of all, thinking I, and then thinking mine, and then due to that we wander in psychic existence, just like a bucket wheel. That's the example that it uses. So it's just the same as we've been saying here. first of all, we think I, first of all, there's inborn I grasping, thinking I, and then we think I this and I that, I want this and I want that, and then we create various types of karma, and as a result of that karma, we have to take birth again in psychic existence and experience various types of suffering there. And then there is the grasping at mine, you know, my family, my body, my aggregates, my friends, my children, my husband, my wife. So thinking mine, then depending upon that thought, we engage in various types of negative karma, and then we have to take birth in psychic existence and experience suffering as a result of that. And this is just like the process of the taking birth in psychic existence. It's just like the example that's given in that text is a bucket bird, something that maybe is was common in those days in India, but the example of the of a Ferris wheel is just as good. You know, you have this wheel on which people sit, and it's going round and round and round, and you can't really point to a beginning or an end of the circle. So just like that with in psychic existence, you know, it's sort of like goes on and on and on. You can hardly say that this is you can't say this is the beginning. You can sort of start start from an arbitrary beginning point, but you can't say this is the beginning and this is the end kind of thing. So it's just like that.
Yeah, that's what you did.
So maybe somebody wants to ask a question?
It seems like in that verse, false, mind two and false and mind forming different things, and mind two it means more erroneous.
Which verse are you talking about?
29.
The mental and physical aggregates arise from the conception of I, which is false in fact.
There, false seems to be erroneous. And then in the last one, false seems to mean not existing as it appears.
How could what is grown from a false seed be true?
No, I'm sorry. It was when you said the aggregates were false.
Okay, so but still, I think that your question is valid. So you're saying that the way in which the inborn eye grasping is false seems to be different from the way in which the aggregates are false. Because they're false because So Kinsamji is looking at somebody who seems to have a question, but maybe you're not looking back. If you don't, it's okay. You have one?
I have one question. I'm just wondering if there is this experience, say, like when you really enjoy something, like at first, like say music, you hear music, and you're enjoying it, but then sometimes right away you kind of like, say you're a musician, you want to learn how to, you want to buy the record, you want this, you want that.
Mm.
And so is this at all similar to what he was describing when first, I'm walking, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and you aren't really grasping yet? I'm just kind of wondering, does a person...
Oh, do you mean like
a person could actually
so just like you would this. Just like you would sometimes, Kinsamji has described how first of all, the mere eye grasping, the valid one arises, and then
and then you go on from there. So
would it be like your example of first of all you're listening to the music, you're just listening to it, but then gradually you start thinking, oh, I want to get this, I want to have this, and that kind of thing. Then
a person can actually experience this in the right conditions, with the right
experience.
understanding of what he's presenting, then you could actually experience this.
So would that be exactly the same thing?
Yeah, well, that's just a kind of my own experience is I know that experience. I don't know the experience that he's describing. So I guess my question is, it seems like there must be conditions that you could actually experience this for yourself. Seeing this arise, like...
Well, anyway, if I can ask, is it the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And it is under the Benedict... And it's just the xie and dambu de de nya chi bu res de chi ki bu ji ne ni gyo ro de ni khali khali nga ti chi chu na sta nga ti de si di ni chi ni ho chu na nga ti de ku ji ji ka sta ti nya de de yo ro ko ni nya yo nga ti chu na sta nga ti chi chi chu na nga ti de di na ji de dang thum na sta sam bi sam ji di yo ro u ti de ne di na ji ne ba
da bon du ga sen da bon du ga
it's certainly similar yeah you know you, first of all, you're just listening, and then you start thinking, I want.
Ngajil hem ngajil hengi chi horwa ngajil hengi thela ngar rendu chi nangi horwa ngar ko rendu ngar rendu zingi yo marwa ko kanje ngajil thema di ngajil thema di ta kanje ngaji chi ko ngaji chi ko sambe lo di ngar rendu chi zingi yo marwa ngar rendu chi na nangi horwa. Tang I don't do tell now and then he reads some jetang as he lingered to Losh and as he lay on the
because the valid eye grasping to that mind, even though the eye appears to exist from its own side, it doesn't think there is an eye existing from its own side. Then, gradually after that, starts to arise a mind which is thinking just the way in which, just as this eye appears to exist from its own side, that's the way it also exists.
Yeah.
So to follow up on that, when you say the Chandra said a different thing, two eye grasps and the invalid. So both cases you have the appearance of the object existing from its own side, but the difference one think it doesn't. So is that the same way of saying the mode of apprehension?
The mode of apprehension
is different.
The mode of apprehension is different. Chesan da di, ngajin lenge dang, ngajin sema di ki keba kares na, ta naya da chibu chikyan che, naya da chibu chikyan da rangani ki da duwa dhava chik nang dwa. Ta di zindang di,
mindawa
pe, mindawa shuk da, exactly, yeah.
So for the valid mind, the
mode of apprehension,
what would be the mode of apprehension
then
for the valid mind?
And isn't it the ngajin sema di ki zindang kar res? Ngajin sema sena ta pe, ngat sago, ngat tunggo, ngat rogo, ngat chue shego, ngat chi chego samna, ngat chue shego samna din zindang
di chue shea diri, ngat sago samna, saya diri, ngat nyego samna, nyea diri ba. I mean, of course, there are very many varieties of this valid eye-grasping mind. So it can be, it can take the form of thinking, you know, I'm coming, I'm going, I'm listening to the teaching. So in the case of the valid eye-grasping mind thinking, I'm listening to the teaching, then the what's being apprehended would be the teaching, you know, listening to the teaching. Or if it's coming, it would be the coming. If it was thinking I'm going, it would be the going.
But the referent I is still a conventional I.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So it seems like Mona Pampery has something to do with that I, versus just I'm thinking, I'm teaching, or I'm
yeah.
listening to teaching.
Yeah.
So.
Tengi ngenzi tsema tsema tu chidal gani xie yo marwa, sen xie xia yo marwa. Tengi ngenzi tsema tsema tu chidal di, jimin di xie ma tu chik, sen xie kege xie yo marwa. Ta sen xie chidal gani, sen xie xie na, rami da mangu tuwa.
Likewise with the inborn eye grasping mind, we only sort of mentioned it in general. We didn't give various examples of it. But of course, there would also be many different examples of that too.
No, so the valid mind for ordinary person, that's different from that. The mode of apprehension will be different for someone who's realized infants directly in their post meditative session, where they see they still have the appearance of existing on some side, but the mode of apprehension will be different. Are those two mode of apprehension?
Because they would be thinking
right.
it
yeah,
appears
yeah.
to ex-
right.
Be inherently existent, right. but it isn't. Yeah.
So those two mode of apprehension, would that be different? The valid mind or
okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
might have a
post-meditation. That's been a kansar rangyawe gyugi de ngajin sema di dang ani bena de toni dot sawe kansar digi gyugi de bena jetob le 제톱 기내 값수 능도교에다 나진 생기 간 나진 가서 나진 세마디 데스민 다쇼여라 가즈나 토니 마 마토백 가서 랑자와 디기다 나오 참 삼기라 나도 나 또 자기 가서 디데 제톱 기내 그냥서 땡이 값수 때 다 나디데 란두 나와 나진 기 요마 레스트 삼니데 니가 세메 치키
기억으로
yeah exactly yes yes there would be that difference
There will be also that another
eye.
Okay.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody else have a question?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you
Can I ask, in the beginning when he was talking about looking for the self-existent person, and I might be paraphrasing here a little bit, the true grasping eye in mind when you're looking for it,
mm.
when you're doing the actual meditation on it,
How to do that kind of thing. I was in Hengi, the Nawa Nanjing, the Randu, 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 So you can think about an I which exists from its own side, completely independent of causes and conditions, and independent of anything at all, can't you? So you can get that clear into your mind, and you'd have to look to see whether that can be found within the aggregates or not. The glorious Chandrakirti says in his writings, don't analyze a conventional truth. So that's what he's saying the same thing. That's where this idea comes from. That what you're looking for, to see whether it can be found within the base of imputation, is the object existing from its own side, not the object itself. You're not looking for the conventionally existing I. You're looking for the I existing from its own side. Otherwise, what you'll find will be a sort of like I think we call it a partial emptiness, or a partial object of negation, something like that. Because when you look in the inside section of the Great Exposition of the Stages of the Path, it talks about the object of negation sort of being too pervasive or under pervasive, so that you're too pervasive means like you're negating too much, you end up negating too much. Or under pervasive, that means you end up negating too little, there's something left to negate. So this, I'm not sure I've got quite the right word for this, but it's I think we can call it a partial nidzewa. I can't remember the term that they use. Anyway, partial. Anyway, maybe you should also write down the Tibetan word nidzewa. Nidzewa, right? Nidzewa. Nidzewa. If you look in the glossary of the translation, you might find a better word for it. I can't remember what it is now. But anyway, it's the name for the object for that kind of object of negation, right? When you've been looking for the conventionally existing I instead of the truly existing I. So it's the same word about, you know, there's the hot hells, cold hells, neighboring hells, and occasional. We call them occasional hells, but there's another way. There's another word for that. Partial or something. So it's the same word anyway. It's the same word.
Yeah,
no, that's different. Neighboring is so you've got hot hells, cold hells, neighboring hells, and then there's a fourth one. You know, like sometimes when they're hell and night and
yeah,
so maybe we'll stop there.